This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let me throw this wild stat at you, Dusty. All right, you ready for this one?
Yes, sir.
100 years ago today, the New York Giants were born. $500 they paid for the franchise.
Jeez,
it's now worth like $7.5 billion.
And now they have the greatest stadium in baseball.
It's a hell of a return on investment.
Yeah, what that Boston guy, he bought it for...
What are you talking about? The New York Giants.
Now they're the San Francisco Giants.
The football Giants.
Oh, I didn't... Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I mean, That is true, though. The New York Giants are not the San Francisco Giants. You didn't really say a sport. And I figured $500 would have been for baseball, not football.
No.
100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's like 1925.
Yep. Good return on investment, I'd say.
Yeah, no, it is a good return on investment, right? Yeah, they sold their baseball cards hot, man.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
$500 for a football team? Sure. What the hell? Tim Mara, who founded the team, was a bookie. He turned his profits into a football team.
That'd have been a fun time to be a bookie.
How about that, the 1920s, right? Like,
that's
with
amazing.
All that going on, you know, with the...
I'd like to put 3 pennies on Babe Ruth did a home run.
I wonder how much they were, you know, betting back in those days.
Pennies.
Like, pences and things were probably involved. A sixpence here and a hunk of tobacco there and maybe a loaf of bread for, you know, because everybody was in the soup lines back then with the Depression, you know, like
a drink?
Like, how much were people betting back in those days, right? Cases of beer and
cigarettes.
Things and that kind of stuff. I would imagine. I don't know. Like $500 for a franchise, okay? $500 back in do the math real fast. How much is $500 for 1925 and where it is today? Because even today, even if you use today's numbers for that, it's still going to be a steal, you know, to buy that franchise.
Now they're trying to sell the Giants for $500.
Well, they're trying to sell like 1% or 2%. 1% or 2%, I think, is where they looked at Eli Manning for like $10 or $20 million or something. He goes, I don't even have that kind of money or what it would cost to buy like, you know, 1% of the franchise. But, I mean, I always love that story. $500 they paid for the franchise. You're like, wow, that was a lot back then. And now here we are $7.5 billion later.
Yeah, seriously. It's the equivalent of $9,100.
That's it.
Yeah. $9,000. Here's
so
a team.
If somebody told you today you could buy an NFL team for $9,100, you'd find a way to get that $9,100. Immediately,
yeah,
when you
alone,
I mean, $9,100.
Commerce got an idea.
Yeah, I want to buy this NFL team. $9,100. Give me a loan. I'll pay 15% interest. I don't care.
I'd like to put 4 cigarettes on that Luke Gehry guy. He's really good. Unless some sort of disease takes over. I'm joking. But yeah, no, that's definitely we're betting cigarettes and beer back in 1925.
And people are in suits at the game. They're like showing videos from back then.
That's
and people,
that,
people would show up in suits to baseball games and things like that. Like, could you imagine that Tuesday night when we were out at the ballpark, Dusty, wearing a suit to that event?
Absolutely not. I wore the lightest giveaway Hawaiian shirt and it was soaked on my walk back to the car.
Oh, it was awful out there on Tuesday.
Terrible.
Night.
So the Kansas City Chiefs, they'll have a game a week from tomorrow, preseason game, numero uno, August 9th. But the left side, Josh Simmons, you know, obviously sample size is small. It's practice. It's your own teammates. There's been times where maybe somebody got around him or somebody, you know, showed him up. But what we've seen for the most part is that the guy seems to be, like Andy Reid says, ready for the challenge.
Yeah, I was talking to some folks close to the organization over the last day or so about, you know, hey, give me what's really going on up there at training camp. And a lot is actually going on up there at training camp that maybe a lot of us aren't aware about. And one of those things is, you know, the left side of that line. And the first response back was like, Simmons is really good. He's gotten beat a few times, though. But that's okay. I mean, you're a rookie, right? Every play is not going to be perfect. Every play is not going to be the best. It is a learning process for him, but they love where he's at right now. And in fact, went so far to talk about the entire kind of left side of the line. Kingsley at left guard right now, they're like in love with Kingsley at left guard right now, like stunned how good he's playing at that left guard experience. And they say he looks awesome. And the quote that I got about kind of Kingsley and Josh Simmons on the left side, they said, quote, that's going to be a great left side for a long time. Imagine if Veach just dropped another Veach bomb out there and went out and solved the left side of the line by drafting Josh Simmons and taking last year's, what, second-round pick in Kingsley Suamataia and moving him down to guard and putting him at that guard position, and now you've got the left side of that line solidified, hopefully for the next decade, because Kingsley's only in year two, right? And then Josh Simmons is in year one. We're talking so much about how we found maybe that solution at left tackle going forward for the next 20 years. We may have also found that next solution at left guard. Creed Humphrey's already signed long-term. Trey Smith has already signed long-term. Now, all of a sudden, you've got to force him on that offensive line. We'll figure out right tackle here in a minute. But you've got a foursome on that offensive line that's probably better than anybody else has. But to hear that quote about the left side of the line for years to come, they think they've solidified this thing. If Brett Veach has done that, he can just flip a cigarette into the air, create his Hall of Fame bust, and go to Canton. Because, I mean, he just built the left side of the line where it was nowhere near what it needed to be a year ago, and they just flipped the switch like that. A lot of excitement about that left side of the line.
What about the right side?
Well,
because there you got Juwan Taylor, right?
He has to say, like,
well,
you know, Juwan Taylor, from what I'm hearing, he's playing with an edge that he hasn't played with before. And great. And that's good. And they're attributing that to Jalen Moore and the competition.
Because it's a contract year for Taylor?
Well, it is, but it's also competition. I mean, it's contract year plus competition. Yeah. It's a contract year, but if you're not a starter, there ain't no contract year. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't like, no bag.
You ain't getting paid, you know, next offseason if you're not playing this year. And so they're saying by bringing in Jalen Moore, who they originally thought, you know, was going to be the left tackle, and then the Josh Simmons move obviously happened. Jalen Moore's biggest attribute for this team may be a guy that just comes in and pushes everybody else. And he may never start, he may not be the guy. But if he makes Juwan Taylor better, and he makes Josh Simmons better, and he makes, you know, Kingsley better, and all these guys better just because of his presence, that's a big win for this organization. And so Juwan Taylor is playing at a level they haven't seen in quite some time. They're excited about that. They attribute it to the competition that Jalen Moore has brought in, but that's good for everybody. You know, sometimes we talk about, hey, there's no competition. Everything's good going into camp. There's no holes and all that kind of stuff. Every once in a while, you want to bring in competition. You want to bring in that right competition. And if you're looking at the offensive line, they've needed some challenges. They've needed some competition. And if Jalen Moore ends up not starting and becomes a swing guy that can play multiple positions on the line, you still win that signing, especially if Josh Simmons is playing, you know, lights out, and Juwan Taylor's taking that next step too.
Yeah, most teams would dream of having a Swiss Army knife as their six-man O-line who can just come in and play left guard, right side. You know, that's awesome. If he's making guys better and adding competition to this thing, sign me up, man.
Who do you think feels more pressure on their backside from Jalen Moore? Juwan Taylor or Kingsley?
Oh, Juwan Taylor.
Probably Taylor.
I would think so. I think that's an open competition. Yeah, from everything that I'm hearing, that's an open competition on
like
the right
switching
side
reps,
of the line.
What I'm reading. And
yeah.
It's crazy that in 1 week of camp, the highlight of camp that we were going into was left tackle, and now it may be right tackle.
Absolutely. And I mean, that shows you how good Josh Simmons is. They're like, we're not even going to waste time over here trying to have somebody compete for this job. You're good to go. Okay. And then look the other way. Let's not talk about this ever again. Let's focus on the right side now. And not that Juwan Taylor was bad. Again, I am an apologist for Juwan Taylor. I think he's a good football player. But everybody can be better at their job, no matter what it is that you do, and you bring in a little bit of competition at that right tackle spot. Now, all of a sudden, Juwan Taylor's going, man, I thought I was going to just seamlessly be the right tackle this year. Probably thought I'd stay on the pup list maybe a little bit longer, skip a couple of days of camp. All of a sudden, first day in pads, there's Juwan Taylor running down the field, right? Oh, where did Juwan Taylor come from? Oh, we got Jalen Moore in here for a little competition. And so now Juwan Taylor's feeling the heat. He's feeling the pressure.
And then somebody else who's really around the team on the text line texts in and makes a good point. Easy to have a good offensive line when they don't call holding and the Chiefs pay the refs.
I'm going to go find a dude wipe and go use the facilities. BCL stinky.
We got to 7-11, Bob.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited about to see what this line can do because it's a trickle-down effect, man. Like, it's almost the same. You could have a parallel of like the defensive line, right? When the defensive line is there creating pressure and getting to that quarterback, it makes the linebackers react easier. It makes the secondary react easier. You go to the offensive line. If there's protection on the left side, Mahomes has no worry about his blind side. If there's protection on the right side, he's got a little bit more time to kind of figure out if he wants to move out of the pocket or stay there. That then helps the receivers get open longer. That hurts the defense trying to cover longer. And then all of a sudden you have a really bad problem. That is Mahomes getting time to throw the ball to what could be a very, very elite receiver.
Yeah, let's get into the receivers coming up because there's a lot of conversation to have about the receivers. I don't think we understand what truly is going on up there with the receivers.
Uh-oh. But before we do that, here's another stat. On September 12, 2004, Jerome Bettis had 5 rushing attempts for 1 yard and 3 touchdowns.
I remember that game.
That's awesome.
He averaged 0.20 yards an attempt. Coming up, that receiver talk that Bob promised here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
The refs are washed. I agree.
From the 785.
You saw Bill Vinovich last night. He's no spring chicken.
From the 785, anyone who keeps up with this Chiefs pay the refs nonsense is a dude wipe.
That is good. You get the day.
I love it, man, because those refs, man, they really do.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the dude wipes because those are game changers. Oh, the refs. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, they really do give a lot of calls to the Chiefs.
All the time. Did you see how many they gave the Chiefs last night?
Yeah.
It was insane.
They gave them Trey Lance. Good luck stopping that.
Yeah.
Good luck stopping us for a good time because you can join 96.5 The Fan live at Hollywood Casino on Friday, August 8th. That's next week today. Cody and Gold plus The Drive will be broadcasting live from the Sportsbook inside Hollywood Casino. We'll be registering fans to win a signed Charles Minihue football, plus a pair of tickets to see the Chiefs and the Colts. Be sure to follow Hollywood Casino on Facebook, Instagram, and X, and enter their giveaway on August 7th for a chance to win $100 pin cash on August 8th, every hour from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Bob, how many of those wide receivers are going to be playing in that Colts game?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know how many of these wide receivers are going to be playing at a consistent level all season long. Like, and that's the crazy thing. There's excitement for the wide receivers, mm-hmm. and there's also very much consternation for the wide receivers right now. Did you guys know that Hollywood Brown is out with an ankle injury?
I mean, this
injury right now.
Yep.
Did you know that Xavier Worthy was in the concussion tent with a concussion?
Because he's still
in the protocol.
Yeah, he had that catch where he stretched out, came down,
right.
Felt a little shaky. They don't have the medical staff that you have in a regular season game.
Right.
They have your normal. Not a shot at the health people on the Chiefs roster, but they don't have the
independent
technology
guy.
As well where they can be like, all right, concussed.
Yeah, but I think you can pretty much tell these days if somebody's concussed. So Xavier Worthy's in the concussion protocol. Hollywood Brown has an ankle injury, and we're looking at a suspension for Rashee Rice.
Tell me, the Royals pitching staff?
That's exactly right. Let me tell you, have you heard this song, right? I'm not creating something new here. It feels like we've been here all over again. And somebody that I was talking to yesterday is like, can we just get our guys healthy and play with this wide receiver core just for one time? Because Pat deserves this. And that's really where it was. Like, Pat's in a really good spot right now from the people I was talking to. Headspace is great. Body's great. Everything is fantastic. He's playing awesome. Like, they are over the moon excited about where Patrick Mahomes is right now. However, they're like, can we just get these wide receivers to stay healthy for Patrick Mahomes? Because he deserves it right now. And he really does deserve it right now. This is a guy who finally deserves to have his full complement of weapons around him. And that's the scary part of guys going into this season. Again, is not just the suspension with Rashee Rice, mm-hmm. but now your other two guys are already banged up. And, you know, and I say this, and I'm sure there are people out there that aren't Chiefs fans that are doing a hard eye roll at this when I say Patrick deserves this. But he does deserve this, man. He's worked so hard and has done so much for this organization. He deserves to have these healthy wide receivers. And I know there's nothing that we could do to control that because these guys are getting banged up and injured. But that's kind of where the franchise is right now. They're just looking around going, our guy deserves this, man. You know, at the end of the day, it's not fair. And I don't like using the fair thing, but it's true. It's like Pat's had to go through so much and do so much as the quarterback of this team because everybody else wasn't living up to their end of the bargain, and he's still leading them to Super Bowls. Can we make his job easier, ladies and gentlemen? Stay healthy, wide receivers. Now, while there is that kind of question mark, there is excitement. Jalen Royals love the guy. Woo. They absolutely love the guy right now. Juju Smith-Schuster, I was told yesterday, is the best they've ever seen him look.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Like, that's unbelievable. At that age, right?
Damn.
The best that they've seen him look, which is crazy to me. I didn't really think much that Juju was going to contribute this year and be a player. But again, if we got guys with ankle injuries and concussion injuries and suspensions and all this kind of stuff, it's going to take a village. And then there's this Ty Thornton that they're kind of in love with right now. They kind of like what he's doing right now. They love him. He's fast. He's smart, running great, you know, kind of routes. Maybe that's a guy that sneaks onto the roster some way, somehow, you know, or maybe hangs on with the practice squad. However, that's kind of a name to watch of what's going on out there. But the moral of the story is, guys, I mean, we got to get these dudes healthy. We got to protect these guys. And if I'm Andy Reid at this point in time, I don't know how many wide receivers are necessarily playing in the preseason this year. And I know you've got to get, you know, all of that kind of stuff worked out and the timing and all that kind of stuff. But is that worth it to risk injury to these guys in the preseason? I don't know what the answer is. And the comeback is you can't play with fear of injury either, you know?
So
yeah, that creates more. Yeah.
I will say this as well. The concussion I'm not worried about. That's Xavier Worthy's first concussion he's ever had.
I believe he did not have one in college that I know of. I know he hasn't had one in the pros because he didn't have one last year. Hollywood Brown, it's an ankle. I understand your concerns, and it's also
Hollywood Brown.
It's August 1st, which is funny that you say that, because Hollywood Brown really hasn't missed as much time as people think that he has.
No, he hasn't.
He missed that season last year. Right. That was one of the longest. That was the longest he's ever been out. There was that. It's kind of like the T.J. Watt thing. Oh, he's always hurt. No, he's not.
Right.
Like you just.
It's perception. How perception becomes reality. Yes, Hollywood right. Brown being injured is the perception that everybody has. And right. then reality is, yeah, he was last year.
So I wouldn't be worried about that because it's an ankle. It's early. You still have 4.5 weeks until the NFL season starts. At least it's happening now. As for preseason, we know how that goes. They're going to play one drive on August 9th. They'll play half of the first quarter on the next game after that, August 16th or 15th, whenever they play that next game.
Yep.
And then the last game they will not play, and then they'll have a week off, and the season will start.
Right.
Yes, it's annoying when it happens all in one day, because I believe it did happen all in one day.
Yeah.
And it's two of your biggest names.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's tough. But I think that to think you have to live in this world of, oh, they're put them in a bubble, I don't think that's the case. I just think it's, you know, back to the season, back to the field. You've been down to St. Joe. You know how that field is. Every day after practice, you'll see this Mac on Saturday. There'll be a guy out there fixing divots because they don't want these sort of things to happen. So, yeah, it's interesting to see that it happened early, but concussions are going to happen to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way that the NFL is. We know that. And ankles are ankles, and at least it's not a ligament. At least it's not a knee. It's not a collarbone. But yeah, I mean, that's why I said yesterday when we look at this team, are they going to keep six receivers? This is why,
yeah,
right?
You
have to have depth at position. It's nice to hear that Juju's in the best shape of his life. I really need that British lady to come back.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you still have Kels still there, right?
Yeah.
And you got these guys, but.
And you got running backs too. You know, that's the other thing. I mean, they love what Pacheco's doing right now. Looks great. Kareem Hunt's doing his thing, and wide open competition for that number three running back. So they've got some guys competing for that number three running back. That thing is wide open. But I think, look, I think we're all, I don't want to use the term creatures of habit, but we're all in, you know, we all learn from experiences, right? We all kind of have PTSD when it comes to sports, and we see wide receiver injuries, and we automatically think about what the last 2 years have been like for Patrick Mahomes and how awful it has been from a wide receiver position. And so I think we're all on edge for that, right? You know, like it's like if you're a wounded person or something and you see these telltale signs, you kind of, you know, put your dukes up and whatnot. And I think that's kind of where the Chiefs are right now as a coaching staff, as an organization, is like they've got their dukes up with this wide receiver position because they've been trying to get this thing right for the last couple of years. And every year something happens, whether it be an injury, whether it be an injury by your own player, whether it be a suspension, whether it be Kadropius. Like there have been so many things that have gotten in the way of this wide receiver core being reliable and legit that I think a lot of guys up there right now in St. Joe around the team probably do have PTSD with this wide receiver core. And I would imagine a lot of us as fans have that PTSD with the wide receiver core again, of here we go again with the wide receivers being a topic of conversation because of injury. It's just something we don't want to talk about, but here we are for what seems like the third or fourth year in a row, we're now having these conversations.
Yeah. We will get back into the Royals trade deadline a little bit later on, but I mean, I think it is interesting when you look at what the running back room is, obviously with Hunt, Pacheco, and Elijah Mitchell, or the kid from Powell.
Burchard Smith.
I'm interested to see what they do with that. I really am. And it always intrigues me every year because, you know, I've always said the line, Klinger, so you can talk to your blue in the face, they're never going to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it, Dusty. I've done this for my whole life. They never run the football. It's Andy Reid's offense. But I do want to know, like, right, like, if the left side is protected and the right side is your question, now we're going to see which side the running back sits on and how you can pivot with these guys where you can run these little chip routes with the running backs. And that's how Mahomes throws the ball behind the line of scrimmage. Whereas years past, there was no protection. You had to throw the ball to your playmakers quickly so then they could go do something and give your line off a little bit of a head start. Whereas now you might have protection and now you can really utilize your running backs in a more delayed role. And I mean, if you do have receivers hurt,
yeah,
and you talk about how you can bring everybody together, if your receivers are, you know, not healthy or you don't have this option, and where you might take Rashee Rice into like a little 5 yard out, you don't have that. Now you have Kareem Hunt or Isaiah Pacheco where they sit there, chip block, move out, and all of a sudden that
5 yard out turns into like 15, 20 yards.
Yeah, a little dump off type of screen pass or something like that that you like to see to the running backs that seemingly works in this offense. You know, the running backs in this offense really aren't here to run the football. They're here to catch the ball out of the backfield and block. You know, that's kind of their role, and that's okay. That's kind of what it works for in this offense right now. I don't know who I'd rather see make the team, Elijah Mitchell or Breshard Smith. They spent the money on Elijah Mitchell, so obviously they like him. They went out and identified him in free agency and signed him to a decent enough contract. But they also drafted Breshard Smith in the 7th round, and we saw the last time they drafted a 7th round running back. But this kid's coming out of SMU and has done some really nice things in college. And so I think it's going to be a good battle to see who's going to be that number 3 guy. Good news, bad news, depending on how you want to view it. Nobody's advanced. There's no leader in the clubhouse right now for that number 3 running back. So that's good news, bad news, depending on how you want to view it. But look, I've always thought in this day and age in the NFL, the fullback is a wasted position and a wasted spot on this roster. Andy likes the fullback. I don't feel the need to keep Carson the Animal Steel on this team.
No.
If you've got 4 good running backs that you can rely on, I'd rather keep, in my opinion, Elijah Mitchell. I know this is nerd stuff and Mac likes it a lot, but like I'd rather keep Elijah Mitchell and Breshard Smith on this team than have the Alligator Hunter guy out there. Like, that guy does nothing for me. And so I think that's a wasted roster spot, in my opinion. Now, I know Andy loves the fullback and guys that like alligators, so he may end up on the team. But I think if you're deciding,
but
I would, I don't have any use for
Kareem
that
Hunt
guy.
Can do everything Carson Steele
can
do.
Yeah, it really can.
Keep Carson Steele in your practice squad, so when Kareem Hunt or Isaiah Pacheco has a hiccup or gets injured, he comes in and plays.
And you got 16 guys on your practice squad right now. I mean, so you can keep whoever the hell you want on that thing, which is great. But I think, like, opening day, I want guys that got speed. I want guys that are weapons. I want everybody on the field as a weapon to be able to take the ball and go 80 yards for a touchdown. And I don't think Carson Steele provides you that. I think he slogs down the offense more than he makes it move forward. I think Elijah Mitchell and especially Breshard Smith, as we've seen the highlights from SMU, those guys can take the ball and go 80 yards for a touchdown. That's what this team needs. Weapons.
Mac, are you ready?
Yeah.
Do it.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of 3, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Also, for those worried about Xavier Worthy being injured the whole year, played every game of college in his 3 years at Texas and played every game last year when he was asked to be the wide receiver 1 at a $165.
Why are we worried about him playing?
He's a small guy. People are like, this is just every other week now. It's going to be, he's never been hurt in his career. He's a healthy guy. It's going to be fine.
I'm not concerned about it, but that's what's going on. We're just reporting the news of the day.
No,
this is the news from home.
Of course. Yeah, you're doing your job.
Did you know that Hollywood Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster are the same age?
It's insane.
Are they really? That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you know Mike Yastrzemski was 34 years old and was the same age as Salvi?
Perfect segue, Bob. One word. The Royals made some moves yesterday. I want to talk more about the trade deadline and get your thoughts, but just one word on the Royals trade deadline as a whole.
Better. They got better as an organization yesterday. We asked for a starting pitcher. They went and got 3.
Dude, amazing.
We asked for a bat. They went and got a bat. Obviously, I'm sure a lot of people aren't excited. You know, Mike Yastrzemski, a .230 hitter at 34 years
Mike
old.
Mike Wazowski.
But he's better than anything we've had in the outfield all year. So that's an upgrade there. There weren't a lot of bats that moved yesterday either. So you went and got a major league bat, and you got 3 pitchers. You're better today than you were yesterday.
Yeah, off the top of your head, do you know the best bat that moved? I'm going to go look.
I no.
Yeah, okay. Eugenio Suarez.
Oh, Suarez. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
The Arizona guy that went to Seattle. That's probably your best bat that moved yesterday.
Yeah, gotcha.
And he used to be a Mariner, so he's kind of going home, too.
The one word I'll use is control. 3 reasons why. You didn't give up anything to gain control over pitching for the next 2 to 3 years. I'm not calling Freddie for me nothing. I'm just saying that
he's a backup,
backup catcher. Okay? Like,
on a team that has like 5.
Right. So there's that in perspective. You control your destiny for this year and next year by adding pieces that you were missing. You were missing 3 pitchers. You gained 3 pitchers.
All who are under team control forever.
That's right. And not only that, you have an owner that's not only telling your fan base that he's all in and wants his team to win, He told that freaking team yesterday, I'm going to add. You see, we're going to build this clubhouse. We're going to build this team. We're going to give you the reinforcements. We're going to put this team on the map, and we're going to keep going forward. You're 3.5 out of a wild card spot. You can jump these two teams. Now, you do have a very, very tough gauntlet of a road series. You will be playing the Red Sox, the Toronto Blue Jays, and another team I've just drawn a blank on. But that owner, John Sherman, has told
Washington,
the fan base, and that's they come home. They come here.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay, well, that's easy.
Great.
Because they don't even
name
have
a twin. Just one.
Byron
Not Buxton.
Right
Not Buxton. Name a twin.
Joe Kelly.
He didn't get moved yesterday?
No. I don't think so. Because Harrison Bader did. I would have loved to have seen Harrison Bader here. But again, control would be my one word yesterday for this Royals team. Because now you have an owner that's controlling the narrative of wanting to be a winner in the city and that clubhouse. You have players on this team now that you have control of. And now you can control that trade deadline yesterday. You did a very good job. I give the Royals an A.
Yeah, very nice job by the Royals yesterday. I think if you're waking up this morning and you're disappointed, you're just a miserable person. Because that's you as your personality, and I hate to put it that way. There's no reason to be upset. Even a lot of the naysayers on X, formerly Twitter, did the Zit Doctor weigh in on this? Do we know what he had to say? But I think, for the most part, you're waking up, you're feeling good about this team and what they did yesterday.
Of course.
Three controllable starters. You're going into next season now with allegedly eight starting pitchers. You know what that means this offseason? Trade. And that's where you get your bat this offseason to put in that lineup.
Another thing, too, is the three pitchers you gained, if one of them pans out to be a good starter, you still win the trade, in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm not worried about losing Freddie Freemean. He's an afterthought, man. And I hate to burst a lot of people's bubbles on this one. He's an afterthought. Stop holding on to random average dudes. We move on from them. We get better. You use those guys as trade chips. And so I love everything that they did yesterday. I'm excited about it. I think the biggest bat to move yesterday, though, probably Correa. I mean, that was the biggest trade of the day yesterday, where he's going back to Houston to now play third base. And that was a hell of a move by the Astros yesterday. Them and the Mariners going back and forth yesterday, move for move for move. That was a lot of fun. And then the Rangers are like, hold my beer. We're going to get involved in this as well. I mean, you're going to have three teams probably from the West now make it into the playoffs, three teams from the East make it into the playoffs, and most likely just your central winner is going to make it into the playoffs. I mean, a lot of teams got stacked up yesterday, but the Royals have put themselves in a very nice position for the final 2 months of the year. They got better today, but more importantly, they got better for the future, too.
Carlos Correa in the year, 267 average, 7 home runs, 31 RBI, 90 hits.
O'Hearn was dealt yesterday as well.
Yeah.
Another bat, Josh Naylor, dealt yesterday.
Yeah, you're talking about a lot of moves. Very busy. It's what we like in sports, as you mentioned yesterday, Bob. One word on the trade deadline.
Fun. You know, my wife is like, all right, you ready to go get something to eat? I'm like, after 5 o'clock. We're not going anywhere. We're not leaving this house until after 5 o'clock. There's a lot that's going to take place and go on.
And it did go up until the buzzer. It really did.
And afterwards, the Yastrzemski one came, you know, 20 minutes after 5. You know, obviously it was in before that. We're just kind of getting the paperwork. But, you know, that was kind of a surprise one. Later, you opened up actually. Oh, we got Yastrzemski. Cool. All right. Got better in the outfield.
Yeah, yesterday was electric. It makes that day fun. It makes that day kind of like give you something to look forward to. If you do love the sport of baseball, you can kind of get through your day with it. Like, oh, wow, did you see this guy move? And I mean, some of the names aren't really that big, but it's like, oh, you can see by what teams are doing to see what they want or what they believe in, right? Like, you look at the Cardinals, sellers. You look at the Twins, sellers. You look at San Diego, buyers. And yesterday was a very, very, very big seller's market.
Yeah.
People were selling, and, you know, the big teams that wanted to get players, they went and got them. And some didn't that were on that pivotal thing. So it's interesting to see when you look at, you know, who did what, but that's what makes it electric. Like, people look at the Royals players like, nobody's heard of these guys. Well, let's watch this season and see how these guys' roles kind of like take off when they play the rest of the season, starting in Toronto tonight.
Look, I like the Brady Faulter move a lot. He's a left-handed pitcher. Yeah. He's got a sub-4 ERA. He's controllable through the 2029 season. That's a starter in your rotation. That's a replacement for Bubich. And now if you're the Royals, you can trade Chris Bubich this offseason and be just fine doing so. You've backloaded at that spot. You've given yourself the position of depth that you had starting pitching. You've made it even stronger. And now you can deal from a position of strength to make your outfield better, because we need outfield here in Kansas City in a big way. Cedric Mullins would have been a nice add, but more of a rental. He wasn't a long-term solution. Didn't miss out on him. You said Harrison Bader. I'm not a nice player, but I'm not going to lose sleep if we didn't get Harrison Bader. There wasn't that bat that truly moved yesterday where you went, man, that's the guy we should have gotten. And I think that was the writing on the wall. That's why they went out and made all the moves for the pitchers, and they'll address the outfield situation and the bat this offseason, because now they have the ability. They got an owner that's going to spend, and they got pitching that they can deal. And pitching will always be the currency of Major League Baseball. You can always get what you want if you're able to trade pitching.
And you could never have enough of it.
Yeah, they made their team better for 2026 as well.
Oh, huge, yeah.
In the football world, Terry McLaurin requested a trade. Over the past 2 years, at least three wide receivers have requested trades. T. Higgins, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. None were traded in the year in which they made that request. McLaurin is now the latest wide receiver to seek a trade. One word there for Terry.
Jealous. And the reason is everybody in life wants to be in the position of Terry McLaurin.
Oh, okay.
The Commanders need him more than he needs them. He's in a great spot to get a good contract. Or to get traded and get a good contract. Like, he's controlling the cards, man. It's not a lot of times as the employee you get to control management. He's doing that right now. God love him.
That must feel good.
Yeah, awesome, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Typical, right? This is the third straight year in a row we've seen this sort of thing happen, or at least like the second year in a row. This is typical for these type of guys. 13 touchdowns last year, 1,000 yards and 82 receptions is pretty good numbers for a guy. But he wants wide receiver money. Are those numbers wide receiver ones? I don't know. Depends on where you look at it, target-wise, catch-wise. You'd like to see a little bit more, but look, it's smart for him, man. If he knows what he's got at quarterback, he knows he has that team, he knows his value, why not just sit it out, demand more money, and just do the art of the deal right there, man? Here's what I want. Here's what I expect. And if you don't want to give me that, then I'm just going to request a trade.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're not going to trade you. Because if you look at the odds, it's still like minus like 300 that he stays in, yeah, 250 in Washington.
Because whoever the receiving party is going to have to pay him, and he's 30 years old almost now too. So
that's their big contention, the age.
Yeah, but you know what? He fits in Washington because you got a second year quarterback. You're going to take his most reliable target away from him. Is he ready for that yet?
We talked about his leverage just because of the team, but also you look at Denver now. Denver in the same situation, young quarterback. They just paid Cortland Sutton 29, about to turn 30, a lot of money. So Terry McLaurin's going, I'm better than Cortland Sutton. Mm-hmm. We're in the same situation. Pay me more than him.
Yeah, and I'm sure Commode fans are sitting around going, man, this is a terrible time to hold that. Well, I'll say, no, it's not. It's actually the best to hold out.
Yes.
They're not going to get anything done in April. I'm not going to show up the weightlifting. Okay, fine, whatever.
Whoop-de-doo.
Oh, you're at training camp, and now you're taking a step back and holding out? Uh-oh. We got to get something done here.
That was the trade deadline yesterday. We do the out-of-left-field question next, but I give you the question before the break. What's something that you always take to the deadline, or, as we say, wait till the last minute to do? That's the out-of-left-field question here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
BBL stinky.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Friday here on Fesco and Dusty, 96.5 The Fan. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Leggins, all with you for an hour. Well, two more hours and 14 minutes. You guys got big plans this weekend?
I'm going to go to my friend's pool today. So by noontime, I'll be floating.
Hopefully it's heated.
Yeah, I know. It got cold all of a sudden, right? And then, no, not much. We were supposed to do some stuff yesterday, but that got changed. So I got a weekend for the first
wide
time
open
in a while.
Slate.
It's kind of wide open.
Nice. No soccer, no cheerleading, nothing.
But this is it. I mean, this is the last one. Everything goes in full effect beginning kind of next week. Yeah.
Mac, you're doing what, whippets today after? No, I'm kidding.
In the parking lot. Yeah, man.
See you guys. No, we got a fun Saturday tomorrow.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Over at training, over at St. Joe. He loved it. Like,
I did. It's great.
Yeah, over at St. Joe tomorrow. You and me, 9 to noon, and then just me solo Sunday, 9 to 11:30.
Oh, you're going to call Binkley to be on that show on Sunday?
Yeah,
you
should.
He knows football, man. A good one to have on. Good guest for you. And you can play his theme song as well. BBL Stinky. Oh, come on. That doesn't apply to Jay Binkley.
But yeah, it's... Yeah, fun weekend. Tomorrow will be fun. Hopefully you get to see Neil Jones steal people's golf carts.
Is he still a thing?
Come on. Oh, yeah. But before we do that, we get to...
Oh, breaking news from the NFL.
What do you got?
Baker Mayfield, day-to-day, hand contusion.
Come on.
Oh, okay.
Wow, okay.
You scared me there.
That's just preseason. Hollywood Brown, ankle is sore.
Tom Pelissero of NFL Media reports suffered a contusion on his throwing hand.
Oh, that's just a fancy word for a bruise.
That's right.
Also, John Harbaugh says Lamar Jackson is one of the best passers NFL has ever seen.
Cool. Let's have some fun with the out of left field question. I asked you this before. We'll do it again. What's always something that you take to the deadline or you wait till the last minute to do?
Everything.
Sweet.
I mean, paying bills probably. You know, I never pay a bill on time. Taxes, never pay those things until
it's
the
deadline.
So you're
in the same boat as me. You don't have the automated bill pay.
Well, no, we do, but we don't set it up to pay early or anything like that. My wife takes care of a lot of those bills. I take care of some other bills, but I don't pay them until...
Because a lot of people have their cell phone bill, like their Evergy bill, their Comcast or Spectrum, whatever it may be. It's like every month, it's like the third it comes out, right?
That's what I do. Yep.
That's how you have it. So you just don't forget it.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Set it, forget it.
Yeah. Most of it's on auto pay, but there's some stuff that's not that I just wait to the last minute to do. But like if you owe on your taxes, I'm not paying that before April 15th.
No, yeah, I get that. I get that.
Know? Yep. Car tags, you kind of wait to the last minute to take care of that. You know, you get to the end of the month, you're like, oh, I better pay this thing.
Well, then you find out there's like a week grace period.
But also, too, how many people drive around with no license plates now anymore? I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I see it all the time with people with no license plates. Why aren't those people getting pulled over?
Well, you know, they're cracking down on the expired dealership tags where it's like, you need to get these renewed. The paper thing doesn't last as long anymore.
Yeah, but a lot of people are putting like the American flag or a Chiefs logo or stuff like that in their back license plate instead of an actual license plate. Like, just the hell with it.
I saw a license plate the other day. I thought it was going to be a hot lady. The back of the license plate just said, me, yow. So I drove past to see it.
Catwoman, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was like a 70-year-old lady.
Beverly. Yeah, I can see Beverly.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm like, oh, man, this chick's nice. And then rolled out. I was like, oh, me no.
Wow. How you doing, Bev?
Mac, you have something you put off to the last minute or wait till the deadline?
Mowing the lawn.
Really?
I mean,
all right.
I don't dislike it, but there's just days where I'm like,
you got to call Aspen. Let them take care of it for
right,
you.
I should.
Don't have to worry about it.
I should.
Eliminates that stressor from your life.
Be done.
Because if you wait too long to mow your lawn, then you get those clumps in the
rows. Awful, it's awful, yeah.
That's what I have right now.
You got to get that leaf blower out and even out the grass.
It's all wet and you're pulling it out of the chute.
It's terrible.
Let Aspen take care of that, bro. Don't worry about that kind of
stuff. Like there's a lot of you. I feel like there's a lot of Richards, and this is what I mean by waiting until the deadline, last minute to do it. Those fantasy football people that owe league fees.
Oh, my gosh. That's a great one.
And if you're a commissioner, and you're like, hey, Scott, everybody's paid but you. Just, I'll give my money to whoever wins. And then the guy wins. It's like, hey, I thought it was $800 a person. Well, Scott didn't pay his league fees, so ask him for the $100. Now you got to do that. Like,
just pay it, dude.
Because I've always thought of a rule if I was a commissioner, if you don't pay the day of the draft, you don't pick.
Oh, you don't
It's auto picked.
Oh, wow.
That's fair. That's fair.
Interesting.
You don't pay, you don't pick.
No, I like that. I think that's very good.
Now, some people love the automatic pick. You have one guy in your league every year, it's just like, I'm just going to set an auto pick, and they just always get selected the best player at the top.
Yeah.
Bold strategy, Cotton. I would say something that I wait to the last minute to always do is anything involving the DMV or, like Bob said, anything involving, like, taxes.
Yeah.
Like, I will do my taxes April 14th every year at 3 o'clock. But I set the appointment up at that day.
Oh, see, we've got our tax appointment probably already planned for next year. We do it, you know, as the year goes along. And it's usually in February. And if you're getting a refund, that's great. But even if you do it early, I'm not writing that check until the last minute, to the 15th. I'm putting that thing in the mailbox on the 15th. I'm not doing that anytime soon.
I will also
screw that.
I also say a big one, too, of waiting till the deadline, getting up.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if I know that it takes me 18 minutes to get fully ready.
Is that what you've got it down to 18 minutes
18
now?
Minutes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. I'm like, okay.
It only took a year.
Yep. I'm like, if I wake up at 4
And I know that if I shower and start it, I know at 4:18 I will be ready to go. So if I wake up at 4:10, I know that 4:28 I'm leaving the house. Yeah. And I just know that. I am a weirdo.
That's just crazy. You got it down to the 18 minutes.
18 yeah. minutes. Sometimes quicker.
For me, it's just whatever happens, happens in the morning. You know, I roll over, get out of bed, take my time, and get moving.
JT Noah says, anything that involves trash.
That's fair. Yeah, let the trash build up.
Text line now, 816, laundry. Yeah.
I do my laundry probably twice a week. I hate when it gets too much.
Oh, I do it probably. I probably do it Monday, and I think I do mine either like Monday or Sunday, and then the other one's like Wednesday or Thursday. But it's always just like the same clothes. It's what I wear to the studio.
Exactly. Yeah.
And sometimes I just put the stuff I wear to the studio right back into my closet. When I go home, I just put on like shorts and a t-shirt. And I didn't get dirty. Now, like, obviously, like you sweat or something like that, it's tough. But
it's like what Bob and I do with underwear, you know?
Yeah. You wear it on a Tuesday. It's your gym underwear on Wednesday. I don't know why people think that's so disgusting.
No problem with that.
You're sweating in this stuff. Exactly. I don't need clean undies to sweat in.
Thought you meant something else by getting up. Oh, well, you don't want to delay
that. I know
that
I'm hard.
If you delay that, you need to go see your friends over at Heartland Men's Health.
Yeah, go visit them today. Seriously, guys, make that appointment meow.
Perfect. Nice. Somebody says, I saw a 2021 expired tag. How?
We got a new car for our daughter, right? And so my wife is driving it without the license plate because she needs to get the license plate. She's worried about, well, I'm going to get pulled over. I'm like, you see how many people are out here with no license plates these days? If I was a police officer, I'd be pulling every one of these people over without a license plate. You're screwing the system. You're trying to scam the system. Mm-hmm. I hate that. I absolutely hate that. I do what I'm supposed to do. And that people who try to screw the system, ruin it for everybody, else. Get a license plate. Pay your fees. Or don't have that big pickup.
Somebody says from the 816 TPS reports.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people agreeing that they are the last minute get ready person. Hey, man, I know how long it takes me to get ready. I know I got, you know.
Are you talking like for the day? Or are you talking like you and your wife are going out your last minute get ready too? Because I like to get ready early. It's down to have 3 or 4 cocktails by the time she's at ready.
Exactly.
Did you watch that time lapse video that went viral where the guy's literally just sitting in his bed and his wife is like going around getting ready, like getting showered, putting her makeup on, picking out her clothes. Yeah. And then just like literally in 1.5 minutes, he gets up via time lapse video. Gets up, puts his clothes on, sits right back on the bed, has a beer ready to go, and she's still following around the house.
When Jen says she's ready, I go back to bed. Because I know she's not, and it's going to be an hour.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm just about ready. No, you're not. Why aren't you getting ready? We're leaving at 6. It's 5 o'clock. I don't need to get ready. It takes me 5 minutes, and I don't want to crease my slacks. So let's get moving.
I used to always, whenever we go somewhere nice, and I was dating a girl that took forever to get ready, I would just put the shirt on and sit in my briefs and my sock, like you're saying, and just be like, and she's like, are you ready? And I'm like, okay, first off. I'm like, first off, this is why it's not going to work. Yes, I'm ready. It takes me 1 second to put my pants on. And then it starts into like, well, I can't take a 5-minute shower like you can. I can't get ready in 3.5. And I'm like, you started this.
Then you get ready, and I'll get ready. What time do we need to leave? 6 o'clock, 5:55, I'll put my pants on, and we'll walk out the door.
Exactly.
Don't tell me to start getting ready because you take 17 hours and ask me if this looks good on you, and then when I say no, you cry. Don't ask the question. No, I'm kidding. But getting ready, forget about it.
Yeah,
somebody says, growing up poor taught me to be a last-minute grocery guy. I pinch those pennies.
Yeah.
We used to always, once a month, grocery store.
Yep.
There's nothing in the house to eat.
Oh, we're going through that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, there is. Yeah, yeah.
There's sandwich meat. There's bread. Yep. There's ramen. There's soup. There's leftovers from last night. Those hot dogs and hamburgers that you love, they're in there.
Yep.
Eat them.
Eat it. Eat it. It's all right there. I made a bunch of chicken the other day. It's a DoorDash Chipotle. We created our own bowls that were better than what your pet is going to bring. You know? I mean, like.
That's the way to do it.
It's not that difficult. But, the kids, there's nothing to eat. There's nothing to eat. And they're not raw. In some extents, but there's always something in
we
there.
We can figure it out.
Yeah, you can put Tostitos chips down and shredded cheese and call it nachos. No, that's what we did when we were kids.
But that's something to eat, right?
Yeah.
We don't have that in the house right now.
Oh.
There's no chips right now, so that means there's nothing to eat.
No chips.
That's what my dad would look at me and say, you've got a car?
That's right.
Heck yeah.
Like straight up, dude. Yeah. You got a job, you got a car, go find something to eat.
Right.
Last one here. It says the license plate is a second degree offense, so you can't get pulled over for it, but if you get pulled over for speeding, i.e. something like that, then they'll ding you for the
really?
License
you
plate.
Can't get pulled over for not having a license plate?
Because that's not true. Or at least it may be true, but I got pulled over in Bates City one time for having an expired license
plate. Bates City, Missouri. Bates City Barbecue.
Good stuff. I was going to a wedding venue out there to do like the rehearsal, and the guy was like, yeah, I noticed your license plate is expired.
A police officer said that?
You sure about that?
Yeah, some Bates City cop was like, I noticed that your license plate was expired. I was like, wow, dude, you got good eyes. He goes, we all do. Okay, here you go, sir.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much, Carl.
Yeah, I mean, you said a Bates City cop. You mean the Bates City cop.
One guy.
I mean, I think Bates City is bigger than we think.
913 says, Mac, you want to run routes in the parking lot after you crush an empty whipped cream can? Maybe Carrington will say we're washed.
And on that note,
Mac, why are you bringing whipped cream to the tailgate?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's this year.
Oh, gosh. You'll see. Why do his eyes look like Steve Buscemi's and Big Daddy? Coming up on the other side, we get to grade the deadline and ask maybe some of your opinions. 913-586-7965. We get to that deadline that was the Royals yesterday for me and Bob and Mac here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.